I'm Patricia Pierce. Welcome to the Evolutionary Activist Podcast. We are living at an important moment in our history, a time that is calling us into a new way of being, a new consciousness from which a sustainable, just, and peaceful future can arise. In this podcast, we explore ways to help that future take hold within ourselves so that together we can help it come forth in our world. Welcome back, evolutionaries. I would like to speak with you this week about one of the important functions that we fill as evolutionary activists, and that is as connectors. And connectors is a term that has gotten some currency in recent years because there have been studies done about how ideas spread. Well, first it was how contagion spreads, how diseases spread, and how it is that there can just sometimes be a single nexus point that then spreads it, you know, widely. Well, the same is true of ideas and memes, that there are people who serve as connectors, and those are the people who help connect people to people and also ideas to people. We are obviously now living in an age of the internet where we have this interconnectivity that we enjoy, that we've never before experienced, this ability to share information spontaneously and instantaneously. So there is this phenomenon of the internet that is, of course, new in global history. So information can be spread widely. And yet, as we know, we are also inundated with information. Much of it does not serve us. It's not relevant to us. And that can make it difficult for us to actually tune in to the information and the wisdom that is useful to us. And so one of the things that I see us as evolutionary activists doing is helping this connectivity happen so that people can connect with other people who seem to be sort of operating on the same frequency or sharing a similar worldview, and that it would benefit both of them to connect with one another. I talked many, many episodes, maybe back in February, about what happens when the caterpillar goes into the chrysalis and how it completely dissolves, its body completely dissolves. And out of the soup of its former body arise what are called, they're sometimes called organizer cells or imaginal cells. And those organizer cells begin to find each other and form the new organs of the new creature. And so in this time of evolutionary becoming that we are in the midst of, this capacity to find one another, to find those people who are sort of here to, if you will, form the same organ that we're here to form of this new creature, it's important for us to be able to find each other. And we can help that happen. We can pay attention to the people in our circle of influence and who among them might benefit from connecting with one another. And it's not only connecting people with people, but it's also connecting people with ideas, with resources, with events, with books, with all of that, to allow people to find the things that will serve them and help them in their own journey. I sort of think of it as all of us being neurons, if you will, of this global consciousness. We are each neurons that form neural networks. We connect, and they say, you know, what fires together wires together in terms of neurons. And so we are each a neuron in this wider mind or consciousness. And the neuron, of course, its function is to send the impulse through it, through itself, and to connect and to pass it along to other neurons. And so when we serve as connectors, we are serving in that function, just as a neuron would. We are helping information and people connect with one another that will further this evolutionary transition that we are in the midst of. Now, how do we go about doing that? Well, I believe that first and foremost, we listen to our intuition, because our intuition will often tell us or nudge us in a particular direction, maybe to get in touch with somebody or to help a couple of people meet. So we listen to our intuition and we act on it, because that intuition is often knowledge or wisdom that is coming to us not through our rational minds, but through a deeper and wider capacity to know. So as connectors, we are like neurons in this global consciousness. And as neurons, I think it's not beneficial for us to inundate ourselves with information that isn't useful to us or to others. And that's where I believe we need to be discerning about how much information we really expose ourselves to, immerse ourselves in. As we all know, there's so much out there that we can just get lost down the rabbit hole of all of this information that's available to us right now. So it's important for us to be discerning and to tune in to that information that is useful for us in this moment, useful for each of us in our own journeys, and useful for us collectively as we make this evolutionary transition. So this week, I would just really encourage you to think about, okay, if I'm a neuron in this global consciousness, are there people in my sphere who would benefit from something? Maybe that I come across. Maybe it's a person that I've met, or maybe it's a book that I've read. How can I serve this connectivity? How can I help it happen? Because when we begin to do that, we're fortifying this neural network, this emerging consciousness that we are wanting to foster, this consciousness of love, this consciousness of oneness. So you may not have seen yourself as a connector. And if that's the case, I would like you to just experiment with maybe I don't have a huge circle of influence, but I do have some. What might it be for me to begin to be a connector more widely in my own sphere of influence? Because this is one of the ways that we can each serve as evolutionary activists, helping this emerging global consciousness to come forth. And until next week, I bid you peace.